a three-week-old baby girl who was kidnapped by an unidentified man in the region of Ustin ad Labem last week has been found safe and sound. Following an intense police search in both the Czech Republic and neighbouring Germany, police learned the whereabouts of the child and four suspects on Monday. Now the newborn will be reunited with her family. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Three-week-old Michala Janová was snatched from her baby carriage in Trmice last week, with her mother helpless to stop an unknown assailant who bundled the child into a waiting vehicle. The perpetrator's black Volkswagen sedan reached the German border in just 10 minutes before seemingly dropping off the radar. It would then be five interminably long days for the child's family before the police apprehended the perpetrators almost 600 kilometers away. Learning their baby was unhurt and that their ordeal was over, the family expressed both gratitude and relief. Radomir Needle is the baby's grandfather.
I can't describe the feeling when they came and told us that our granddaughter was healthy and safe.
Police officials involved in the investigation discussed the particulars of the case on Tuesday, revealing that the scanning of closed-circuit TV highway footage had proven among the most important factors. In the Uski region alone, for example, there were 15 cameras that surveyed traffic, and a team of six police officers reviewed more than 400 hours of tape to uncover evidence. Then, just over the border, the police found the vehicle's tossed license plates. Pavel Zahumensky headed the Czech investigation.
The license plates were stolen off another car in Ustin ad Labem. Finding them across the border was proof the kidnappers had travelled into Germany.
In Germany, investigators learned the car was from a rental company, and then it was only a matter of time before they were able to successfully track down the perpetrators. The baby was then taken to a nearby hospital and is now to be transferred home. It was unclear on Tuesday, though, whether her family will pick her up personally or await her in the Czech Republic, as the child's mother, who had suffered a collapse fearing for her child's safety, had to rest first. Her father explained she'd been unable to sleep for days, and he said this.
Above all, I want to thank all of the media, the radio stations and TV broadcasters, and the police here and in Germany for putting everything they could into this case.
Now it'll be up to investigators to learn more about how the four suspects in custody planned the kidnapping and to exactly what purpose.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.